2 Chronicles chapter 28. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. But he did not that was right in the sight of Yahweh, like David his father. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for Baalim. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire, after the abominations of the heathen whom Yahweh had thrown out before the children of Israel. He also sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. For this reason, Yahweh his Elohim delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they attacked him, and carried away a great multitude of them captives, and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who attacked him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, slew in Yehudah 120,000 in one day, all valiant men, because they had forsaken Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers. And Zikri, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, and Azrikam, the governor of the house, and Elkanah, who was next to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons, and daughters, and took away also much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of Yahweh was there, whose name was Oded. And he went out before the host that came to Samaria, and said to them, Because Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, was angry with Yehudah, he has delivered them into your hand, and you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you purpose to keep under the children of Yehudah and Jerusalem for bondmen and bondwomen to you? Are there not with you, even with you, sins against Yahweh, your Elohim? Hear me, therefore. Deliver the captives again, which you have taken captive of your brethren, for the fierce wrath of Yahweh is upon you. Then certain of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah, the son of Jehonan, Berechiah, the son of Meshilimoth, and Yehizkiah, the son of Shalum, and Amasa, the son of Hadlai, stood up against them that came from the war, and said to them, You will not bring the captives in here, for we have offended against Yahweh already. You intend to add more to our sins and to our trespass, for our trespass is great, and there's fierce wrath in it against Israel. And so the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the congregation, and the men which were expressed by name rose up and took the captives, and with the spoil clothed all that were naked amongst them, and arrayed them, and shod them, and gave them to eat and to drink, and anointed them, and carried all the feeble of them upon donkeys, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brethren. And then they returned to Samaria. At that time did King Ahaz send to the king of Assyria to help him. For again the Edomites had come and smitten Yehudah and carried away captives. The Philistines had also invaded the cities of the low country and of the south of Yehudah, and had taken Beth Shemesh and Ahalon and Gederoth and Shoko with the villages of it, and Timnah with the villages of it, Gimso also and the villages of it, and they dwelt there. For Yahweh brought Yehudah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he had made Yehudah naked and transgressed sore against Yahweh. And Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him, but did not strengthen him. For Ahaz took away a portion out of the house of Yahweh, and out of the house of the king and of the princes, and gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. And in the time of his distress did he trespass yet more against Yahweh, this king Ahaz, for he sacrificed to the Elohim of Damascus, who smote him, who attacked him. And he said, Because the Elohim of the kings of Syria helped them, for this reason I will sacrifice to them, that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. And Ahaz gathered together the vessels of the house of Yahweh, and cut in pieces the vessels of the house of Yahweh, and shut up the doors of the house of Yahweh. And he made him altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every separate city of Yehudah he made high places to burn incense to other Elohim, and provoked to anger Yahweh, Elohim of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and all of his ways, first and last, they are written in the books of the kings of Yehudah and Israel. And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city in Jerusalem. But they did not bring him into the graves and the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. end of chapter 28.